We'll overdub all the cool effects and whatnot.
I don't know. Reed's not involved in this one, so it's going to sound like crap.
It'll sound fine.
It'll sound like a normal door count does.
You're going to play the theme song? Womp, womp. As long as I can hear you guys sing the theme song.
Yeah, we'll do this.
We'll get that in there.
All right.
We can do like a quartet, you know?
I'm going to keep on.
Yeah, you can join in. So it goes like this.
You gotta do the
right. Oh, are we recording?
Oh, we are.
And you are listening to Flowing with Famous. I won't even try to say what episode it is because I've lost track.
Yeah.
Because we've been gone for so long.
I know.
Podcasts really exist only on consistency. And Flowing with Famous has not had that for the past month or so.
Golden rule of podcasting.
It is the golden rule of podcasting is you just have to continue to do it.
Be regular.
And we did not. Things come up, you know? Mm-hmm. Life.
Fuse festivals.
Yeah.
Etc. So I am Famous Whitewater, and with me always is podcast guru Dorktown Majestic Man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Mike C.
First time I've been called Majestic. Thank you.
And we have special guest today who we've brought in to talk about an awesome event
Speaking
they have coming
of
up.
Speaking of festivals.
So let's go ahead. We'll let you guys introduce yourselves because that's how we are on Flowing with Famous.
Mm-hmm. Hello. My name is Cristobal Carrillo. I'm a co-organizer with the Spanspec Music and Arts Festival and a singer for Werebear.
That's it.
Right. And my name is Israel Flores, and I'm also the counterpart to the Spanspec Festival organizer. Literally do just me and him do most of the organizing work.
You're my Mikey to my you're my job.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think
that's
and
a good role.
Yeah. Wait. Yes. Who's who?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Well, we'll figure that out before the episode is done. That is true. Okay. That is true. So we'll talk about Spanspec. I have some.
Are we allowed to? Is Orosi Fresno County or is it
Tulare County?
It's Tulare. Whoa.
No, sorry. You guys gotta go.
I mean, we're Fresno County. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, here's the thing.
You know what? We're northern. We're probably northern at the Tulare end. County. Yeah, like Orange Cove, which is kind of a bordering community, is Fresno County.
So right. Fresno, right?
No difference.
Yeah. All right. So we'll just Fresno County, Tulare County, King. It's all right there. Mm-hmm. We're all the same.
I think Orosi would be considered the Fresno region.
Yeah.
Still.
Well, and here's the thing. Sure. The lineup this year has a ton of Fresno bands playing, so we can just sort of log it under that.
Yeah.
Fresno music scene.
Sorry.
Because it seems like you guys really do tap. A lot of the Fresno music scene in terms of
because it's so
the
good. That's why.
Yeah.
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 It is.
So. Mm-hmm. Fresno County is what I mean, you know, Visalia bands and that sort of thing. So we'll definitely talk about that. Do we have other things that we want to?
We have
because
other things.
Here's what we do. Here's what we do on Flowing with Famous.
Yeah, I know. I talk Fuse Fest.
We talk about all things Fresno.
We totally missed our Fuse Fest special episode.
So usually
we were there, so I think we should talk about
it. All right. So let's, we'll talk about the Fresno Urban Sound Experience 2013,
okay,
6 year.
Quick review.
And we'll do a quick, maybe like two sentences a piece that people get.
Oh, boy.
So we'll go around the table here. Start with you, Mike. Two sentences.
Raw, local, sexy.
That wasn't even one sentence.
The local music festival, Fuse Fest, was raw and local and sexy.
Perfect. All
I right. enjoyed myself immensely.
Raw and local and sexy. Okay.
No, I.
You can use more than two sentences. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have put those constraints on you.
My favorite part was the finally getting to use the Warner stage.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
That was.
Did you guys get a chance to see someone perform up there? Because I know you
did. It'll grow back.
Oh, okay. I was really struck only later looking back, seeing photos and some videos of how like really beautiful it was up there. I mean, it was really, really awesome to see a band up there. And I sort of feel like we underused the stage, and we probably could have done a little more to really make that a really cool venue.
I didn't know what to expect from the main stage when I saw, like, there's a main stage going to be used. I was like, well, are they, you know, is there going to be people sitting or what?
Right.
But once I realized you get to go on the stage, that was extra cool, I think.
Yeah, and I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably the only way for an event like this to use the stage, because, you know, mm-hmm. we're not going to draw the amount of people needed to sit in the theater and make it seem like it seemed packed. So how do you use the stage in a way that is still is intimate, because that's what we need, right? That's the kind of festival this is. So, but I think it worked out really well. So any other you guys got
since you guys both had bands playing.
Right, you were also performers,
so
you were fans, got to see some bands, but let's...
I know there was a few complaints about the weather, because right about when it was supposed to start, but
that
part was particularly good for me, because I happen to sort of like that kind of stuff, and especially when I'm playing. So if there's ever like a practice with the band and it starts raining, like, you open the garage,
right?
And that's like extra cool for me. So we happen to play, like, my band Macondos happen to play sort of when the weather was still extra kind of weird,
right? Yeah,
so that was extra cool for me, especially because we were kind of a little bit, you know, looking out in the elements. So that was cool. I like that a lot.
I really like the returning to the Warner's area. I think that's the first time I went to the Fuse Fest, was when you guys had everything. You could just walk back
the
and
first
forth
time,
venue
yeah.
to venue, see everything. I really enjoyed that as well. Warner Studio was super beautiful. And I really liked the crowd. The crowds were really positive this year.
And that a benefit of having the main stage at the Warners is that you get to walk through, like, where the talent usually goes through.
And
so you could pretend like, hey, I'm about to go on stage.
Right, yeah.
And then you just go in there and, you know, there's already a band, but you just pretend like, okay, I'm going to...
This is, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was really cool. Blake Jones was telling me that once upon a time, Joe Strummer himself of The Clash, I guess The Clash played at the Warner, and he was like, oh yeah, Joe Strummer stood at such and such point. There was a little X on the stage or whatever. He's like,
oh,
Joe
really?
Strummer... like, was right here. I don't know if he was just making that up or what.
I don't think he was.
But Joe Strummer was there. You know, The Clash did play there.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of awesome to be like, yeah, Clash and It'll Grow Back.
Yeah,
right,
played the same stage.
But they were really, I think the theater complex is doing a really good job of, like, connecting with the community and really trying to do cool stuff like this. So we were super happy to have them.
It is, like, I really enjoy that Warner's, like, because for so many years it was so underutilized and almost, like, not even used at all. And so there's, like, a generation of people that have no idea what
it
is. I had never been there. It's beautiful in there.
There were lots of people who this was their first time in the theater. So, favorite acts that you were able to see other than your own? Or you can say your own.
No, actually,
that's fine.
For me, it was definitely Werebear and It'll Grow Back. I couldn't. There's plenty of acts that you have to, like, pick and choose which one you can do. So I wanted to maybe catch Le Wolves, but I couldn't, and Fatty Cakes, and I couldn't. But the ones that I did get to see, It'll Grow Back was extra cool in the main stage, and then Werebear was, I think Chris, like, almost cracked his head open, and
it was beautiful.
It was pretty fun.
I could hear Werebear all the way down Fulton Mall.
Yeah, and so I've seen Werebear multiple times, and it was literally, like, their best show ever.
So this is and it's weird because I saw you guys last year
at the lamppost,
right? And that to me was like, wow, these guys are just they're going in. It was, like, insane.
Awesome
and
show.
I think this year up the ante even a little bit. And I didn't see the whole set because I was going in between. I think Le Wolves was playing at that time. But what I saw was just like, wow, okay, this is another level.
It was pretty amazing. Yeah. And I don't know how. I think we were trying to ruin the wedding that was there.
It could happen, yeah. There was also dancing that was there was a dance, like ballroom dance night that was happening in Star Palace.
Yeah.
And I sort of wonder what they were thinking about all that. Mike, for you.
That was
best best band.
Best band.
You know, what was your sort of
I totally missed Le Wolves because a lot of people talked about Le Wolves.
Oh, yeah.
And I missed it just because of whatever, I was doing something.
Running,
I like Farouk because it's not many people like the style I like. That I like that style,
and it was ridiculous to have them in there.
Yeah,
that was an interesting choice.
The photos of that are awesome too. Yeah. You know, because you have them, they're in the Warner's Theater, and they're just like ripping it up.
Yeah,
I believe that might be the first time that the even the term mosh was like associated with the theater. So
probably he was trying to get a pit going. Nobody took him up on it, but. It was trying, but yeah. I don't know. I like that style of music, and I like putting it in there in the Fuse. I mean, we've had it more prominent in years past, and it doesn't click. And I don't know. I'm hoping one year it does, but
as long as it's part of Fresno, it's definitely a good thing to include. So it makes sense.
They play. I mean, you guys know playing CYC and stuff. I mean, they play all the time. Bands like Farouk and Cabin Fire they were going to perform, but they had one of their members couldn't play. So I mean, and Cabin Fire is in that same kind of genre. Where and those guys are playing as much as anybody Fresno is playing.
Farouk, those guys are just, they're killing it. I see them all the time and I think, wow.
And it's just like one of those aspects, one of those aspects of Fuse is where you can sample things you don't normally sample. And that's why I'm always hoping for people to check out those kind of bands that they're never going to go to CYC.
No, yeah.
So this is, and they rarely, I think maybe they've played Oddies once. Maybe so you're not even going to see him.
It's a total different loop.
Yeah, you're not going to see him in those places. So
we're talking about Saturday night, Friday night. Did you guys get out Friday night at all?
No, I
didn't. I don't think either was.
So me and Mike were there on Friday night, and I thought great turnout, probably the best turnout for a Friday night.
Against the biggest Fresno State game in history.
Against the Fresno State game, we still had a decent turnout and some really awesome. Cockamamie Jamie.
I really wanted to catch Colecto.
Colecto killed it. Yeah. I mean, Colecto was like Mike and his wife dancing.
I had to dance.
Until probably, I don't know, I left kind
of
early.
It was like
last
reminiscent
call.
Of our wedding, because our wedding, we were the first of our group of like friends to ever get married. So nobody really knew how to act at a wedding.
Right. And so they all just went hog wild.
So we just assumed like we have to dance the whole night because we're the bride and groom. Right. So we're required to dance the whole night, which we weren't. But
that's what you thought, right?
Like, well, we have to stay on the dance floor all night. And like, that's what it reminded me of that because like we never left.
I know. That is true. I kept looking out and there you were just.
Yeah, you're impressed.
No, but Colecto, he was really awesome.
Yeah, and it was the highlight of the night. It was his last Fresno performance.
I heard that.
You see that face? He's moved to LA now. Oh,
so this is great. So my girlfriend Hillary, the highlight of the night, Colecto, before he put on the robot suit, was standing behind us. Watching someone else like do whatever, and
finally,
I was like,
don't let him hear that because he'll be like, "What do you mean? Not humanoid."
I was like, "Hey, Colecto's behind us," and then she turns around, and then later she's like texting someone, and she's like, "I don't know why Colecto would want to hide all that in a robot suit." I was like, "Huh, all right, he's a handsome guy. All right,
he's
whatever."
A good fellow,
Producer Becky had the same opinion. So
there you go.
You're not alone in being emasculated that night.
Maybe I know he has a girlfriend. Maybe his girlfriend makes him wear that outfit.
Yeah, maybe she's like, "All right,
you can go play, but
you gotta cover that face up."
All right. So is there anything I think that was a pretty good coverage.
There we go.
You guys, the crowd, you enjoyed. You thought the crowd was.
I thought the crowd was good. Wait, I want to mention.
Oh, go
Isosceles Trio.
Oh my God,
Jones's weird ass.
It was like
that was.
It was like it went
so
every.
It was nuts.
Go, Josh. Go.
So I walk in, and I just happened the minute I walk in, it's like bow, bow, and I'm thinking, what is this that they're playing? And then I'm like, wait, is this Black Sabbath? And then they they do the entire song, right? A Black Sabbath with the theremin. And then they bust into it. Was it War Pigs?
It was War Pigs.
Then they do War Pigs. And I'm like, oh my God. And I don't think enough people really understood what was happening. Like the immensity of.
We were going apeshit because we were predicting his last amazing song. We're like, oh, it's probably going to be Kashmir. It probably won't be.
Someone predicted Led Zeppelin before they played Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, then
we're like, okay, that makes sense. What song? And so we went around, and I think drummer for Weber said Kashmir, and he got it right. It's like, whoa.
And then they, and that's, to me, that's like the epitome of what Fuse Fest should be, is like just this random weird shit that you wouldn't even, you wouldn't expect. A, that there's going to be like a grand harp, right?
Yes.
Like this is the, like a harp like you see in the Philharmonic on stage at Tokyo Garden, and a theremin, and then that
playing,
would
Led,
be
Zeppelin,
playing Led Zeppelin or Black Sabbath or whatever.
I mean, so there you go.
Yes, good call.
I think you guys are talking about how like the crowd was positive. Like I think now, you know, I don't know how to grow it, but like now I think the Fuse Fest is like established of. We've got this core group of music geeks that understand what Fuse Fest is doing, and like they're out there like showing, being positive, and like supporting that weirdness, or supporting all the difference and stuff like that. It's just not big enough yet, or I don't know.
Well, I mean, we're definitely not getting the 4,000 people or whatever that are going to come out to Catacomb or whatever free thing. But here's what I really think is impressive about it. Is that I sort of feel like it's not about the it's not about the audience. It's not about getting random Joe Fresno to come down and see the music. I mean, that would be awesome, and I'd love to have all those people come. But it's about like all of the music people being in the same place at the same time and being able to see each other's bands and being able to be like, oh man, I never saw this band play before. They are super good. And then being able to talk to them, and they're being able to talk to whoever, and there's, you know, sound engineers walking around, and there's, you know, other musicians walking around, and there's people who, you know, make merch or whatever, and everyone's just sort of like in this place where we're all on the same...
You get to mingle.
Right. We get to mingle. We're all on the same team, and that doesn't happen all the time, and yet here for one night, we have everyone out at the same place, and you get to see like the hip-hop guy and the punk dudes and the indie guy and the metal guys, and everyone's just like together having a good time, and there's no competition about it, right? Because we're all we're all here, we're splitting the money at the end of the night, there's no like whatever, everyone just has a good time, you know. Death123 said best show they've ever had.
Nice.
Wow.
Best show Sleepover Disaster as well, like sent us a message that they really appreciated playing and had a great time. So
yeah, like
to me that's the thing that means most, when you can get a band that that says like, oh man, I had a really great time, regardless of like if there was a great giant crowd there or the sound was the best, like whatever, people show up and they do their thing and it's great.
Back to the point that you just pointed out, I mean, you're in a band, Josh, so you realize that you have a friends or other bands that you maybe like to see, but you're busy that night because you're playing or whatever.
Right.
So you hardly sort of get to mingle with them. And at a Fuse, you get to do that all day.
Right.
You know, maybe you both play at the same time. But even after that, you see them, like how you said, or I got the last part of it or whatever. So that's extra cool, I think.
Yeah. All right.
Word.
So there it is. Fuse.
That was the best discussion.
I know. It might actually be. Yeah.
Fuse 2014. Get ready.
2014. Let's see what we can do.
What other festivals have we could talk about right now?
Yeah, maybe we should.
I want to talk about more festivals. Give me something.
Is there a festival?
Give me something
festival
about movies coming up.
Right, I heard that there was a Sweet. No, you're not. You're not
that's
talking
coming.
About
too far. Too far.
That's
go back,
coming,
go back, go
but that's not it. That's not what I'm thinking of.
All right, so Spanspec Music and Arts Festival happening October 4th. It's a Friday down in Orosi.
That's right.
So tell us, tell us about this year, and then we'll talk about, you know, how it all came to be and,
oh,
and
what. Go.
Yeah.
Let's see, we got 9 bands, the most we've ever had.
That's the most we ever had, yeah.
Nice.
Including Strange Vine, Mezcal, a good Latin.
Have you guys heard or seen Mezcal before?
If I have, it's been a long while.
Oh, okay. They've been around for a while, too.
Yeah, they've been around.
They put out a lot of shows with
probably,
the Sound Vision.
They're probably one of the only bands... There are several that have been around as long as my band has been around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I remember they were probably playing before actually, yeah, like well into the early 2000s.
How long has he been around?
There's a lot of bands that come and go. We talked about Redemption.
Yeah,
a while back.
Yeah.
That's right. So we'll go. That's a whole new conversation, but we'll leave it at that. For now.
It's a long story. You miss it. Lance Canales.
I know Lance Canales.
He's
from Arosi.
He's from Arosi. Right.
Dang, Arosi's got a scene.
He was in a metal band back in the day.
Redemption. He was awesome.
He was. And if you can find, I have a tape somewhere.
I have tapes too. I should have brought
them. Lance Canales in a metal band.
The ska band that I was in high school, the ska band I was in, we played with his band because we were like all in the same area. Anyway.
Chris played with him too. The bands, yeah.
And they said we were good, and I thought it was the best thing ever. I thought we had made it.
Those guys,
said we're good guys.
They were legit. They had like a tape.
They had blue and golden tape.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, anyway. So
you were legit, man. Maybe we should get them for next year.
We should try
reunion.
Yeah.
I don't even know where we were. Where were we talking?
We were talking about
Nine bands.
Yes.
A shitload of artists.
Mezcal.
Strange Vine.
Live Werber will be there.
Macondo. Israel's band Macondo will also be there as well.
Le Wolf's Fatty Cakes.
Fatty Cakes. Yes. Who else? Tyrannosaurus Zebra.
Zebra. It'll Go Back will be there.
It'll Grow That's Back right. will be there.
I forgot about that.
So exciting.
Fresno bands.
A bunch of artists.
Including, talk about
Teresa Flores is going to be there. You guys know, right?
Right.
She's going to have her experimental quesadilla bar that night. Yeah.
Experimental quesadilla bar.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's going to be her installation. It's not like, oh, this is what we provide as far as food. That's going to be like her art. So she's going to have a way to set up to literally make quesadillas out of. She's going to bring stuff, and then people are going to bring whatever you want to throw in there, and then just experiment with it. And you're just going to try them all.
I'm super excited about this.
Is this like a business incubator Spanstick?
Yeah.
Wow.
But this was her idea. I think she's done it once before in LA, and she said it was received well, so she wants to try it in Rosie. So that sounds very good. She's participated before, like with her art, like with her visual stuff. But now she pitched that idea, and I thought it was awesome.
So no, I think that's a great idea. I'm going to bring some soy rizo or something.
You could literally bring whatever you want and just add it to a random tortilla.
Play your show, come out. Yeah. Make your quesadilla.
That's a great idea. Make me a quesadilla while I'm playing.
That's about it, though. That's it.
I know that Josh is going to stop in this at some point. Have you had a quesadilla?
Yes. You could even call it like the It'll Grow Back quesadilla or whatever.
So genius. Yeah. So let's talk a little, let's go back to the beginning, because I find it very interesting, actually sad for me personally, that you, 8 years that you've been doing this,
Yes. You're doing a long time.
Consecutive.
Two more years than Views, just so you know, Mike.
They're ahead of us. We're used to being bragging that LaRue.
Yeah.
You know?
We're that little festival that's just kind of older.
Yeah. You know? So... let's start at the beginning, and how did it really start for you guys? And then, how has it progressed, and where you're at now? Where do you see it going sort of into the future?
It literally started, as you know, Rosie is a very small community, and we've been playing in bands for a long time. And at least back in, 10 years ago or 12 years ago, whenever we were playing, most of our shows were... you have to go to Fresno, you have to go to Visalia, maybe really like that kind of thing. But nothing at home. Nothing in our hometown. So it started as a way to have shows in our hometown. And for whatever reason, as opposed to just doing a show, I thought like, hey, let's do music and arts and make it something sort of big. And I pitched it to Chris and he's like, let's do it, And it took tons of work. But first year was very successful, I think. And then we just went on from there.
Who played the first year?
For sure our band.
Yeah, Murdoch. Our bands for sure, because I think he was in Murdoch. A band, Bermuda Grass. I had a band named Murdoch, and we just added more of our sort of bands that we knew. Oh, it must have been just maybe like four or five bands the first year.
Yeah, it couldn't have been more than
five. But it was good, actually, and it was well received. And the town doesn't have like a sort of rockish community. And the first year was more rock-based. I mean, after that, we had hip-hop and Latin and everything. But the first year was very rock-based. And so we got, like, a bunch of... like, a crowd that sort of was into maybe the rock scene but didn't have anywhere to go with it. So that worked out pretty well, at least in that first year. I don't remember all the bands that were there, but
damn,
for sure it was one of his bands and one of mine, right, or both, or because that was kind of half the point.
MySpace page,
and then
that one.
Part of it is I knew some local artists that have never had never shown their work, like, you know, older, kind of maybe my age or whatever, and they had, you know, canvases or sculptures or whatever they had. And they've never done a gallery. They've never done anything like that. So I thought, this is perfect. You bring your stuff. You're local. You show it here. And a lot of them, like, have gone into, you know, they do Rogue. Like, one of them has done the Rogue mm-hmm. Fest and stuff like that. But up to then, they had not actually shown their stuff. So I thought it was a good marriage to do it all in once.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, concept-wise, it sort of makes sense. And it's really cool that it's trying to... grow that local scene. Have you noticed a an increase of, like, local bands that have been started because they showed up at Spanspec and saw somebody and were like, oh my god, this is great, I can be in a band, and started a band or started doing art? Or
I think we saw a little bit of that, and then usually, like, after every event we'll get, like, usually younger kids, like, but, oh yeah, my god, XYZ band was awesome, I never seen them, and, you know, like, makes me want to play guitar, right, or something like that. Somewhat with the art, but at least the ones that are more vocal towards art, us, is usually the music. You know, right, we get, yeah, an email or a post on MySpace or whatever we had at the time, and it was something about, like, you know, this band was awesome, like, it makes me want to play, you know, I want to learn guitar and, right, things like that. And we've had people that, like, have been, you know, to the first few shows and, like, liked it, or and then started volunteering and eventually, you know, had a legit band that eventually played in it.
Yeah, awesome. And I think that's, to me, and I'm not doing the festival, but it seems like that's that's the thing that you want, right? Like, I mean, that's especially when you're doing these kind of shows where it's like homegrown kind of whatever, trying to drive that, like, creativity, like, hey, go do,
yes, go
do this,
yeah,
yourself,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like, the here's some bands and they're doing their thing, but, yeah, you know, you can do this too, it's easy.
I don't know, I'm sure you guys have had, like, the one moment whenever you were little and you either saw something or you went to someone took you to a concert and you're like, wow, you know, that's kind of like the thing. And so a lot of the people, at least in the Cutler Rosa community, probably never been to, like, a full,
sure,
concert,
yeah,
so this is probably the closest to, and I'm sure it's a very different experience. You know, as much music as they can hear on their CD player or, right, MP3 player, watching a band live is very surreal if you've never done it, you know, if you've never seen it before.
Sure.
We were very, very used to it, but, you know, not the first time.
Right, yeah. And especially the kind of bands that you seem to bring in, you know, like, I mean, you, to me, the thing I really like about Spanspec is, you're, like, every year it's like the bands that are sort of the who's who, you know, if whatever year I'm thinking about, hey, here are the bands that I'm really digging this year. At least three or four of them are going to be playing Spanspec.
Well, yeah. I think the way I see it is like it kind of does two purposes. Half of it is to expose the people to maybe the bands that maybe are around the area of Fresno. And then the other part is to kind of have some of the local people, like, get exposed to other, you know, so it's like half and half,
right,
sort of.
Yeah.
Get the people there exposed to maybe bands from slightly out of town, and then get the local bands exposed to maybe just a larger crowd. Because usually we try to get as much local bands as we can. Obviously, Cutler Rossi is not huge, so
right,
the bands are typically, you know, like, one, two, depends, you know. But it works out well, I think.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear a little bit, maybe a band.
Oh, we're gonna do that, huh?
Yeah. All right. I think so.
We'll try it. Yeah, is that what we want to do?
Sure.
All right.
I think so.
I took a video of you guys playing at Fuse, and I listened back to it many times. So good.
Thank you.
Like, I think what you're able to do, you know, harmony-wise and the whole thing.
That's all Orosi people, by the way.
That is.
Everyone's Orosi in there.
Dang. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just...
go ahead. Wait,
no. I mean, I really appreciate that small town music, doing it in a small town. I for a little bit, I lived in a small town in Kansas called Concordia when I was 18. And, like, there wasn't, you know, anything to do but cruise the main strip and you know, go to somebody. If somebody was having a party,
you were there.
Or that.
Everyone
or
was there.
Somebody was in a band. You played in some. You had a band. You're playing. Those are like the only cool things to be doing when you're 18 in a, you know, town that has 5,000 people or whatever. And I just like that. I just kind of connect with that vibe of like this is what you know, using your time for something cool. Let's start a band and let's do it. And then you know, seeing you have a town where it's like nobody has doing this in our town. Let's just do it ourselves.
Yeah, it would seem that maybe we'd be like opposed to someone else doing it, but that'd be awesome if someone else did something very similar as well. There's at least now there isn't that, at least in Rossi. I mean, it's just maybe too small or something, but for me, it'd be at least good if someone else came up with some like another festival, right, like yeah. another music festival. I wouldn't be against it. Be like, well, more you know, more music for us.
Right,
sort
the
of,
more
you know?
The merrier. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about how you go about, like, when you're booking this thing every year. Is there a certain amount of criteria that you're looking for in terms of who you want to bring? Because, like I said, to me, it's like every year you have like these bands that are like, you know, it's probably one of the better lineups of the year in terms of bands playing. So what are you looking for every year when you put something like this together?
Well, I mean, I'll let Chris probably answer most of this, but it's usually a combination of what me and Chris sort of like and would think will work together.
Yeah.
And we don't always like the same thing, but we'll compromise into some really cool stuff. Yeah. And I think that's the part that works well, because if we just literally liked the exact same thing, it wouldn't work very well.
I still haven't convinced him to get those Tuvan throat singers that I love so much.
Yeah. No, what? There are... throat singers?
No. Are there? Yeah. Mikey, do you know?
I'm working on the speed metal polka band.
If
and he's
there were.
No, listeners. No because we are pretty involved in the scene. We always see shows and stuff. We really try to get the people that we like, that we think are going to provide a really, you know, unique experience for these people that hardly ever see shows.
Right.
It'll Grow Back, for example. I mean, it's a good to watch live.
Right. You know, well, one of the Macondo band members that had never seen It'll Grow Back at Fuse Fest really liked you guys. He's like, whoa, what's their name? You know, this It'll Grow Back. And they're going to be at Spanspec because he knows it from the poster.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. They're really good, you know. But he's never seen you guys. So now he gets to see you guys again.
Yes. So we're trying to find band that's good live, has really good music, is really active in the scene. It'll try to bring people.
So we'll have like this pseudo feud where Chris wants to get like maybe a quote unquote headliner, and I was like, I don't I'm not too much into headliners. I want to get a bunch of good bands,
right?
You know, whether maybe they're considered like a huge big band or not locally, I just want to get like a good lineup from beginning to end. And then he's like, well, but if we get the headliner,
but if we can get Strange Vine, and then they say yes,
we could get Rocktopus. There's a local band in Reedley, I think, that used to be called Rocktopus, which is it's probably one of the best cheesiest names I've ever seen.
Oh, that's
seen.
A great no, that is a great name.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we try to get a different styles of music.
Yeah, we try to for like I said, the first show was more rock-ish based, but definitely after that we've had the Argyle Pimps back.
Right. You
know, Populous.
We had Populous.
An amazing show that hardly anyone watched.
Yeah.
So
and this year, I mean, same thing. You have a band like us, and then you have a band like Mezcal.
Yeah, and then have like Fatty Cakes.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's just, it seems like a really eclectic sort of...
that's what we're aiming for.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
So tell everyone, give them all the details, everything they need to
website.
Know.
Website, what's the website?
To get out there.
www.spanspecfestival.com. It's this Friday, October 4th. Orosi Memorial Hall in Orosi. Starts at six, $5. It's all ages.
Yes, $5. We've 8 years.
$5
$5.
Great.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you know what I really like also is that it's all ages. I mean, I think that's so important. And, you know, truth about it, you like music when you're older, but not as much as you did when you were 16 or 17 years old, or, you know, and you were just like, everything you heard was for the first time, and you were just blown away by everything, you know. I still remember shows that I saw when I was, you know, 14, 15, 16 years old, and it's like, oh my God, some of that stuff was, you know, mind-blowing at the time, and still. And so to be able to give that, because there's not a lot of those type of opportunities, especially in Fresno. So I think that's really cool that you've managed to
I think very, very much the same thing in Rosie. And some kids could literally walk to the venue, you know, if they really want to. So it works well.
Awesome. Mike, anything else?
How big a rivalry is there with Cutler? If somebody in Cutler started a...
we got this asked yesterday, I think. And sometimes, because Chris lived in Cutler for like a tiny bit, right? Oh,
there is a rival with Cutler. So he admits it.
For a tiny bit, me and him had a rivalry.
You guys are on the outs.
You know what?
But there's only one high school. So once you get to high school, then your rival is Dinuba.
Dinuba, yes. Right.
Okay, so here's the thing. I didn't even know, because I grew up in Kingsburg, and it was always Cutler or Rossi. It was like the same. It was one place.
It is.
You know, it wasn't
place.
Like two. It was like,
it should be one place. Right. There's like almost no divide in between, and it's roughly the same. But if it ever incorporates, it should just
if they have their own downtowns, then it's different. Does Cutler have a downtown?
Yeah, well.
Cutler doesn't have a downtown. Rossi
sort of. None of them are great. I have to say that. I love Rossi, but their downtowns are, I mean, their quote-unquote downtowns are not very good.
Well, Fresno doesn't have a whole lot to say for itself as well. Speaking of, do we want to talk about... loop these guys into some Fresno talk. That's outside of
we're, talk about
we're in Fresno music. Like 60% of the time.
I'm prepared to talk about football. Let's do this.
We completely
don't
missed.
Open it to traffic.
No.
Wow, oh, he just jumped right in. Yeah. Oh, mess it up.
We completely missed the huge grant.
We did. So
is that what it was?
So the federal government decided federal government came in and it gave one of several of its Tiger grants, and Tiger stands for something I don't remember, something with transportation.
Okay, okay, got it.
Anyway, $16 million to Fresno. We applied for the grant, and the grant essentially is to do whatever we decide to do with the Fulton Mall, whether open it to traffic slightly. There, you know, it's the four. There's four different options that the city has proposed the city council will eventually vote on.
Do they still get the money if that proposal is just cleaning up the mall?
I believe so.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they kind of implied that we wouldn't get it.
I don't know. Huh. I shouldn't say for sure, but I think the money is for one of the four plans,
right?
And one of the four plans is to. I don't know what the
one is just to spruce it up.
One of them is essentially
Do you know four? I don't know the four plans. I was just wondering if you.
So one of them is to open the mall to traffic. Yeah. Well, three of them are to open the mall to traffic in various ways. One of them is to keep the mall essentially the way it is, but you know the infrastructure stuff. One of them, and this is the one that the city is proposing, and the one that I think will ultimately win, is like I think it's going to be two lanes down the middle of the mall with extended sidewalks, so that you can have like sidewalk cafes and that sort of stuff. And then it will keep the majority of the art in like little vignettes, so the art that's on the mall will be moved or changed around somewhat. So we'll have little vignettes that run down the mall. But the mall will have, you know, I think Fulton will run, you know, there'll be two lanes, you know, north and south or whatever it is, east and west. I don't know that run down the mall. So, and I think that's probably. I mean, that's the one that the city is proposing. That's the one that a lot of the, like, the Downtown Fresno Partnership is backing. I think that's the one that a lot of the downtown businesses are interested in. So we'll see. But
now, are you guys for opening it up or not? Or I don't know your point.
So what have we said?
We have falling on the no traffic side more times than
more times than not.
Okay.
You know, I would like to see it not be open to traffic. I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, I'm pretty much resigned to the fact that they're gonna open it to traffic, yeah. And they have a lot of different studies and information, like, sort of backing their reasoning for it. You know, there's studies that show that when pedestrian malls open this type of traffic, you know, almost immediately there's a economic impact because people who shop like to park within viewing distance of the place that they're going.
But what about, like, what's a place in Santa Monica called, like, the Promenade?
I
mean, places like that. Isn't that kind of where the Fulton Mall is, except without, you know, the fancy businesses?
Yeah, and to me, that's the thing. You know, I think the Fulton Mall, traffic or not traffic, is not the problem. The problem is that there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Not
to bring people in, or not enough.
Not that there's nothing there, because everyone that says that, and I'm like, you know,
plenty of shops.
There's lots of, and I've been down there on, you know, many days where there's people. It's, yeah, you know, so it's not that there's nothing there. It's that it's not being used to its full potential, yeah, is what they're saying. And I agree with that. So the question is, like, how do you bring businesses there? And I think businesses don't like the idea of a pedestrian mall.
Yeah.
You know, they like the idea of, like, the normal downtown, like Visalia or Hanford or any of the places
a special business for that kind of, and then they could totally take advantage,
right,
of it. But if you, I don't know, maybe you have a law firm or something, then maybe you do want your client to park as close as they,
right,
can to the door.
Yeah.
But if you have something else, or like little coffee, I don't know what, but like coffee places,
yeah,
or like Peeves, that's a perfect spot, I think, for it.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the perfect example is the city is looking at a very specific type of commercial like business that's going in there. You know, they're thinking about, you know, I don't know, like
clothing
boutiques and clothing,
yeah,
stores and things that need that kind of visual cue to get people to come in and foot traffic and that sort of thing. Instead of looking at, like, make it a nightlife part, you know? Instead of trying to bring in sort of retail, why don't we,
yeah,
bring in food businesses? Why don't we bring in nightclubs? Why don't,
yes,
we bring in sidewalk cafes and really make it a whole stretch? And then we wouldn't have to open it up to traffic.
At that point,
so,
I think the combination of all the businesses will be what draws,
right,
people there,
right,
not just the one.
Right.
But you're like, hey, we could go to Peeps, but afterwards we can go to here. And,
right,
then before that, we could have gone somewhere else, you know?
And so, you know, and I think that's where I would go with it.
Yeah.
And but the question is, how do you convince people,
yeah,
you know, to come down?
Every other street in Fresno
that
is open to traffic,
right,
you know? This is like the only one. And
well, not just the only one in Fresno. It may be the only one left in the United States, you
oh,
know?
Wow, okay.
I mean, they keep saying this, that, like, oh, pedestrian malls don't work, right? So there were all these pedestrian malls that they made back in the 60s. And little by little, they've all been, like, ripped out because they all end up like our mall. And at a certain point, it's like, well, but if we're the last one...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you think that means, like, don't,
yeah,
you think that could be a selling point to people that, like, hey, this is the last pedestrian mall in the nation?
Downtown Disney does pretty damn well.
Yeah. That's
right.
There you go.
I was gonna say, all you need is a Planet Hollywood in there and you're good to go.
Right. But how do we get a Planet Hollywood?
Yeah.
That's,
well,
the question.
Look, I did a joke, a tongue in cheek post on the Frozen years ago. Part of River Park is a pedestrian mall.
Yeah, it is.
It does
pretty much.
Does,
yeah,
fine.
Right.
Like, what it's really, what's crazy is just how people's mindset is about parking and walking, because If you go on the weekends or after six, parking is free, and there's the lot, but like just for instance, going to Peeves,
right?
What the old Fresno Brewing Company. There's the lot that's in between Foot Mall and the old Fresno Hotel. That's back basically behind Peeves.
Sure, sure.
It's very easy to get to once you know it's there.
Yeah.
You park right there, walk around the corner. It's essentially a one-minute walk.
Yeah.
It's less than parking in the lot at River Park and going to Edwards. Right. Like walking it.
Right.
It's a less.
And if it's a busy night, like yeah. you have to go like it's three like floors up or
much
whatever.
Much easier
yeah.
but parking there than it is parking in River
there
Park.
There are homeless people. That will accost you.
That's right.
They, as you're going to rob, get your
yeah, your swatch will get
they will rob you.
In River Park, yeah.
No, not homeless people. You will get robbed, just not by homeless people.
Yeah, right.
See, look, it's not the
You'll
robbing.
You'll get robbed by non-homeless right. people in River Park.
It's not the robbing that they mind. Yeah. It's the homeless
it's
people.
That they're homeless
it's
robbers.
Like, you're robbing me and you smell.
Yeah.
That's the bad part.
If you're going to rob me, I want you
I
to be
I don't care.
Clean.
Right. You can rob me. That's fine. I understand. That's life.
I get that.
But if you're dirty.
Yeah.
yeah if you don't have anywhere to put where
right.
you're robbed.
Right.
Yeah.
If you don't have
you don't have a home to take this to.
If you don't
right.
have a home to store your
yeah.
stolen goods.
That's
yeah.
right.
Anyway.
But you're just not, I mean, you're just never going
to
change.
So it looks
mindset.
Like it will, at least to some degree, it will open to traffic.
I think so. And I also think that's the case because I think the infrastructure is crumbling on the mall and they're going to have to fix it anyway. And so I think if they start tearing that stuff up, there's no gun. You're not yeah. going to be able to stop them from putting a road yeah. back in when it's done.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I really do think that will be okay. It's what happens after that that's going to be important, you know. Do we go back to the same sort of mindset that we had been all along, which is really what caused the Fulton Mall to collapse? It isn't the fact that it was a pedestrian mall. It was the fact that our mindset was like, there's newer stuff at Fashion Fair mm. or Manchester or River Park or blah, blah, blah. It's that everyone sort of moved away from the downtown because of, I don't know, they were, I really don't know what the, I don't know what the reason
just
is.
Just the way everyone did it.
But it was that sort of sprawl. And so, you know, if we don't change that mindset, if we don't change that idea that like we really want to have this cool, hip, downtown urban core, then I don't think it will change whether we have a street or not. So.
There you go.
See? Look at we just brought down the entire we were so happy the rest of the podcast talking about all this and
oh,
we're like well,
now we're all depressed.
Pretty
no.
sure the
well,
city's gonna
the,
suck.
Now that I
not
know
only
they're gonna
is,
open it to traffic. I just
not only is there Spence Pick this month, it's the fair. The fair's in town.
Oh
yeah.
man.
Josh just yeah. did an article.
Who's going to see Korn?
Just did an article.
You're going to see Boys to
Men. Right.
Yep.
You
that's
just did an article on the fair. What's new at the fair? What's new at the fair this year, Josh?
So they have
always something.
It seems
new.
Like they have a lot more food items this year, like different kind of, not just like fried food. There's a crepe place.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Nice.
Somebody making crepes. Some sort of Louisiana place doing like. Oh. I don't know if they have etouffee, but they definitely have like jambalaya and all that, you know, whatever.
All right.
So I think food-wise, that's going to be good. You know, there's exhibits and blah, blah, blah.
Same old crap.
I mean,
know.
It really is the fair. It's the yeah. fair. I think they did a decent job on the concert lineup this year. You
yeah.
know, they have
yeah.
some good stuff. It's like every year, you know? Like the fair is one of those things where like it draw like it has such a broad appeal that they have to make the concerts like have a broad appeal,
like mm-hmm. and they're like literally black and white from one day to another sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
So, but I think they did a pretty good. They don't really have anybody that I would like. I have to see
yeah,
like
yeah.
there's no one that I would.
Yeah.
If I went to see someone, Neil Sedaka is who I would see. But
you know what I do sometimes is like when there's someone that I may like to see, I just go to that day on
right and just hang out.
Yeah, and just hang out.
Yeah, you can just hang out and see him on the big screen.
I just
kind of
hear him or whatever.
And you
yeah,
can hear him.
Korn will probably be that way
yeah.
for a lot of people.
I think that's
who's tomorrow.
Tonight,
do you know who tomorrow is?
Tomorrow's Boys to Men.
Oh, is that when you're going? Because I think Chris is going tomorrow. He's going to catch Boys to Men. Isn't your sister like a super fan?
You're gonna make out in the corner? Is that what you're doing?
Yes. Do okay. How can you not? I don't even think I have control over that. I just have
no.
to do it.
Yeah,
just
it'll just be...
there's a lot of...
Everyone will start slow
get
dancing.
Get a corner. Find a corner.
Yeah, so Boyz II Men and... Yeah, I don't even know.
Ramon Ayala's playing, right?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal, actually.
Wait, who? What?
Ramon Ayala.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't he come like every other month?
Well, though? It's still a big deal.
He's a big deal.
That's why he comes.
He's like, Fresno is always solid for me. So, I keep going.
Well, and that's the other thing. The Fresno Fair really does a good job of like totally like bringing in those like Latin acts.
He's like the Mexican Aaron Lewis. That's
what he is. Someone, you know, it's Aaron Lewis.
Oh, just you know how he comes often.
Like Aaron Lewis. Yeah. Mexican Tupac is what they called him.
Well, no, just because he comes so often.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, because Aaron Lewis is here like every other.
Yeah,
he hasn't been in a while though.
Yeah, he hasn't been.
He was just by Celia not too long. Maybe I'm thinking.
I need to put out touring. A call, Aaron. Where are you, man?
We miss you.
We haven't seen you in a while. All right, what else? See, Mike has a list of all the stuff we need to talk about.
Speaking of concerts, like, Strummers is just getting crazy. Man.
Have you seen shows there at Strummers yet? Shows.
Yes, I have. At Strummers?
Yeah, at Strummers.
Who did I see?
The new Starline.
We saw Sahab.
Oh, how was that?
That was good. The one part that was weird for me is not that now they split it, like they sort of split the bar in half.
Yeah.
And I don't mind it, but it just felt weird because you kind of have to lean to one side or the other. Right. And it's just like a mesh.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand why they do it, but it still felt weird just knowing the old Starline kind of feel that I used to like.
So we played there with Flag, and that was an all-age show, and they actually they shut that inside bar out completely, so they just whatever. And if you wanted to drink, you had to go next door, right?
Oh, see, that's not bad.
And they had that door open, so you could drink next door, and you couldn't bring drinks inside Strummers, which was kind of nice. Cause,
I didn't mind that. That would have been good.
If I'm drinking... I don't necessarily need to be drinking while I'm watching the show. You know, like I can go across and some people were complaining, but I didn't think it was that bad. And then I saw Girl in a Coma there a couple weeks ago, and they had the setup you're talking about, where it's like the little mesh.
Yeah,
it's kind of like they have a beer garden inside the venue.
It makes it seem even smaller. It's not, but it just seems like.
And I think they do that. That's probably how they do it for shows that they know aren't going to sell out or that, you know, are going to have a little more space.
Like I said, I do understand why they do it. It just feels weird to me. Yeah. I like the way when you saw when they had, you know, people drinking next door better a little bit.
And I mean, I think that's fine. I think, you know, really, come on. If you can't. Like spend 30 minutes watching a band without getting a drink. There's something
and they're having really good acts, you know, come.
But they really are. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous the amount of great
at least
shows.
Compared to what it used to be.
Anyway. Oh yeah. And it's, you know, obviously it's Numbskull.
Yes,
you know, just having that name behind him, and I think it's great for him because so. Here's what he does is, you know, he has San Luis, he has Bakersfield, he has Fresno.
So he does like a whole like
he can do like a mass buy and he can say, you know, like, and it gets him a better deal as far as what he has to pay the bands because he can have four shows instead of two or whatever. But I mean, they've been getting
pretty
really
clever.
Good. Yeah. I mean, and he's been getting really good bands and decent draws. I saw Flag wasn't quite sold out, but it might have been close. The Jimmy Eat World show that just happened was definitely sold out. Panic in the Disco was sold out.
Panic in the Disco was sold out.
Girl in a Coma wasn't sold out, but I mean, it was definitely crowded. It could have done a little better, but and I mean, they're starting to do now, and this I kind of like is so they have the national touring acts generally come through the weekday, right? So Wednesday to whatever, but
between
that.
LA and San Francisco, right?
But
we're not gonna play Wednesday in LA and Saturday on Fresno.
But what's cool is that leaves the weekends for local stuff. So then you on Friday night or Saturday night, you can have Sahab playing there or whoever doing like a little better show. And I mean, it is one of the better houses in town in terms of like sound, lighting.
And I hadn't been there in a few years, and like the lighting and stuff is much different. I like it better.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a really cool. They're doing a really good job, I think.
The dark guy's gone.
I mean, that is, you know, sad to say, that is something that, you know, there were a lot of bands who were like, I boycott that. They wouldn't even go. They wouldn't even go there, not only to play, but they just wouldn't go there even to see a show.
Yeah.
And now, you know, they're coming back. So, yeah.
All right. Cool. Strummers is going well.
Yes.
Yeah.
As long as Full 55 and Naughty's right. can keep up, then yeah. that's awesome.
Well, and so there's the question.
And Frank's place too.
Can
mixing that too.
Does something like that help or hurt the local scene?
You know, I was looking at the schedule for Fulton, at least the one they have online. That's the only one I have access to. And I feel like they could fill a little more of it, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, just from what I've seen online. And this is very recent. Because sometimes I go in there and look, it's like, oh, Afro Man's coming, right, you know? Yeah. Like, I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. So, but it's interesting. But I was like, well, I feel like they could fill it in a little more, maybe, you know? Or maybe more in advance.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
They're kind of filling different needs. It seems Strummer's getting a lot of more punk affiliated bands. Right. Fulton's getting more hip hop.
See, but Strummer's is getting very consistent. Like you see have you ever seen their posters that say, like, we have these 47 bands coming in the next month?
Right.
You know? And then at least at Fulton, you don't see that.
Right. So, and I think that's the big thing to me is like, Strummer's is doing a good job of really, like, getting out in advance of, like, these are the bands that are coming through. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that Fulton 55 and other, like, they have a pretty decent idea of what's happening through the next month. And I think you're right. They could do a little better job of,
I mean, maybe they do. This is literally based on what I saw on their online calendar. So maybe.
I mean, I think that's their online calendar and Facebook are updated pretty regularly.
Okay.
They do have an email list that you could be a part of where they send you updates all the time, which is
they do have
nice,
a few cool things that I think they're doing. I think this Friday they have that they call Pinche. Yeah, well that's pretty cool because that's just going to be continuously going and it switches
really,
a little bit. So I think that's good. That particular like sort of way go about.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Well, and I do think you're right. I think they're doing a good job of like more of the community
reoccurring kind of thing. Yeah.
Based kind of stuff. Mike,
What else is on your list, Mike?
Yeah,
we're not gonna get through it.
That was it.
Good. Okay.
What about Audis? What do you think about?
I just want Audis to do a little bit better in letting us know what's going on there, because it's like it's been that way for years. Like it's very last minute sometimes, and sometimes you're just looking for like, all right, it's Friday and Saturday night. What's going on, Audis? And sometimes there's an information on it.
Right.
So, but
here's the truth about
it,
though.
I love Audis, though.
Any Friday or Saturday night, you can go to Audis and there will be something good.
Like, you just show up. I mean, that's kind of what they rely on.
And I think they rely on just people going, Audis always has something.
I'll just go to
Audis.
I've got $5, $7. Yeah, I'll just go to Audis and
grab
see what
drink
happens.
And see what I can find.
So, I mean, long as all those venues can stay going. It's the salad days of Fresno venues.
Right. I kind of feel like it right now. I'm like, wow, you know, Frank's Place is having stuff all the time,
Frank's
and they're
Place
doing
is
pretty well
now. And it's you've got four major. I mean,
I haven't
Fresno
gone in
venues.
A while, but I hear of a lot of shows at the Babylon.
Oh yeah,
Babylon
still
has the metal.
Babylon has it's a different kind of scene, but
and then even Cafe Info Shop, like you were saying, and CYC, they have a lot of shows.
They always have their shows, and
they have actually CYC and also Cup of Joe. Not as many shows as they had been in the past.
Cup of Joe seems like it's more quiet. I've noticed that. Yeah. I don't know. Are they every Friday night still, or have they missed some Friday nights?
They've missed a couple Friday nights. I've been following, and there are a couple of nights that you go. So, and I don't know exactly what that's all about, but well, all right.
Cause
so,
because that's some of their shows, where you don't see anywhere else.
Oh,
there's bands.
There's
that they
the
bring
one
in.
New quote unquote venue. I don't think it's a venue, but like sort of
the Victory Cafe.
No, it's the
maybe
house.
Maybe that's what's hurting
the house.
Love the captives.
House party thing.
Starting house.
Yeah.
Shh. You're gonna get the cops called on them.
Oh, they cops called. They're far enough away from us.
Yeah, I haven't gone, but I randomly hear about
treasury.
Shows.
Yeah,
there.
It's the old treasury spot.
Oh,
I think
okay.
They're saying it's house shows, but it's the old treasury. Although maybe someone lives there, in which case.
But no, Chris brought it up. Brought that back the Victory Cafe, maybe having something to do with a Cup of Joe's shows. Not
well,
really
I do
much.
Know that the guy who books at Victory Cafe used to book at Cup of Joe.
Okay.
So I think that was
there. You go.
It's bigger.
But even
see, we figured it out.
It's a nice venue, man. It is a nice venue, and I'm surprised. I've seen some pictures.
Theater, man.
I've seen some pictures that look really cool. I can't imagine that they get enough people in there on a regular basis to really make it look nice, but I don't know. And then always Tokyo
Garden.
Yeah,
Tokyo. That's awesome. Tokyo. Yeah.
And they always have.
First show there. The fundraiser. Though,
yeah.
First one.
Yeah.
It was and really good. It was awesome.
Yeah,
right?
Our show went very well. It was way better than we expected.
So Tokyo Garden is a great place because you go there and you just say, hey, we'd like to book a show. And then they bring out their little
the old school calendar.
Their calendar, yeah, like an actual calendar, not even like on their phone, like an actual calendar. Mm-hmm. Write it in and you just write your name in and then you show up on that day and everything's good.
Cool.
And yeah, it's really, and it generally has a, I mean, you can, the cool thing about it is you don't have to like pack it to make it great. You know, you can have 50,
you can just get your 50 friends people, and family to show up, then you're, yeah, it looks cool.
You know, it's a really, and you'll make some money, you know?
Yeah.
That we got to have a Dorktown Network show there.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome.
And then have Werber and Macondo play.
Yeah, and then go back there.
And then go back and shit.
We got it done.
And Chewbacca and the Rhythm Woogies.
And Chewbacca and the Rhythm Woogies.
No, you don't want that.
No? That would be a great lineup.
Terrible.
I like it.
They would headline.
I'm envisioning it.
You guys would headline.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be great.
All right, so
time to plug it up.
Yeah, so here's the time in the episode where we plug whatever we have going on. So, you know, obviously Spanspec for you guys, but other stuff as well. So go ahead.
No, yeah, it's definitely Spanspec for us. Right. Yeah, this Friday, October the 4th. I mean, even from a organizer and from just my band playing there, you know. So even if I was just like, oh, my band's playing Spanspec this Friday, so go to Spanspec or we'll see.
All
right. So definitely where plug. Do
you, oh yeah. Sorry.
And also also plug your
find,
plug your band.
Where do you find your
oh
band?
My band? Yeah, for sure. Macondo Music, and it's M A.
See, I have that problem.
M A C O N D O.
Alone.
M A C O N D O music.com. Everything's there, like Facebook, email, whatever you want.
Cool.
Music.
All right.
That I gotta plug Werber. Our new album, Devil's Deal, is out.
Yeah.
Devil's Deal.
You can find it.
We're going to, hold on.
It's very
Devil's
good.
Deal.
We're going to play a clip.
Oh, nice.
Do it. Whatever it is.
Go to www.bearware.bandcamp.com.
Is that be aware?
Beware.
Okay.
Bandcamp.
But it's not like beware, like beware.
It's, no, it's like the word. Wow, fuck.
See?
I'm already confused. Everyone doesn't know where to go.
It confuses
right
me.
Now,
I'm like,
they're typing
time,
in their box in the URL.
Fuck,
they're going,
this
took
too much trouble.
Every time I look at it, I'm like, beware. No, it's be.
Because Werber was taken up by Bandcamp already.
So it's beware.
Why don't you just do like Werber 559?
Because I'm a dumbass. Then think about that till later.
No, really, what
everything
is it?
After that is all Werber 559.
Bearware.bandcamp.com.
Right. Just Bearware.
So it's flipped.
It's flipped.
It's flipped.
There you go. I should have just said that.
Okay. I get it now.
I'll bet you the one that took that was like, man, I wish we flipped it. Look at that. That's way better.
That's awesome.
It's cool.
They were so clever.
They were so clever. Now no one will go to Werber.com. The other Werber band's not as good, just so everyone knows.
Have you heard the other Werber?
Oh, yeah.
There's two of them. Which one have you heard?
The not good one.
There's the rappers from North Carolina.
No,
which are
no.
Okay.
Not that.
They're like emo rapper guys. Oh, rock God. Rapper guys.
Wow. They're okay. They would have to be if they're from North
Carolina.
Then
there's the San Diego ones, and they're an indie band. They're not. They're okay.
All right. Good.
Well, you should have a show with them.
I've invited them if they were going to California. We'll hook up a
show. That'd be triple werebear. Werebear, werebear, werebear. Yeah.
That would be
werebears. The Werebear Fest.
The Werebear
Fest. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Go.
That's a good idea.
DorktownPodcast.com. All our podcasts, Fun and Famous,
Perfect
Pour. Perfect Pour, Craft Beer Podcast, and Dorktown Podcast.
Yes.
The long rival of Flowing with Famous.
It's a rival?
Oh, wow.
Back in the day, it was.
Yeah.
When Malcolm and Jera were running things.
Because they were
rival.
Assholes.
So I could hear the rival.
Mike/Malcolm is ready to come back on. I talked with him at Fuse Fest.
Whoa. All right. Let's do it.
He says
let's
wants
book him.
To come back on
let's
Flowing.
Book him. All right.
So there you go.
So I will plug... obviously Flowing with Famous, FresnoBeehive.com. That's where I do in my day job. Mm-hmm. The local show on KFSR, also what I do.
When is that?
Not really on my day job. Mondays, 6 to 7 p.m. I will plug my band, It'll Go Back, who will be playing various shows, including Spanspec on Friday, October 4th. Go to Spanspec.com. Spanspec Festival?
Spanspec Festival.
Spanspec. Don't go to Spanspec.com.
It's festival, Spanspec.com. No.
Because I've gone to Spanspec.com. Not the same.
No, it was taken by the time we...
So SpanspecFestival.com.
Even after after the festival, it's going to be back again. So just know SpanspecFestival.com and follow it.
Yeah, just... Yeah.
Yes.
Because you guys... Okay, so also... There is a blog that is associated with that where you talk about local music and stuff. I mean, it's not just. I mean, you're continuing this year.
This year, even after Spanspec, so after the 4th of October, it's going to continue on with a lot more.
Prepare
like
prepare for the end of the year list.
Yeah,
right.
And then just more. Even if we don't talk too much about the festival, it'll be more like local music, local this.
And I know you guys have done local reviews and the like in the past, and I've always found them to be. Really helpful, actually. There was a lot of stuff that you guys sort of tuned me into, which is
so
nice.
It's good to subscribe to
the
blog.
Keep up with
all year long.
The blog will continue all year long. Yeah. This is probably the first year where we're going to continue it, like very actively.
All right. So that might be it. But I would like to just say thank you guys for coming out. And
thank you for having us.
Is there any last thoughts? Because we want to impart people with like the ultimate knowledge. About Spanspec or whatever it is that you want to.
The thing that I usually point out about Spanspec is like, well, especially this year with 9 bands and only $5, what I usually say is like, you get your money's worth in the first 15 minutes and the rest is just free.
Right,
you know?
The rest is free. Yeah, it'll go back, you get for free.
That's right.
What about that? Right. That doesn't often happen.
No. I usually have to pay up the ass for it to go back.
Wow.
Everyone does. All right. So I think that's it. Yeah. Unless Mike has anything. Mike, you don't have anything else for us.
I have to do this.
Oh, wow. There he goes. This may be the best
I don't know when this
Flowing with Famous that we've ever had.